One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? That which proceeds from the Father. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost was in John the Baptist. Yet the Holy Ghost came out of heaven in the form of a dove and came upon Jesus. Are you still there? He carries the divine presence. And while he's doing all that, one day, a little boy named Chris wanted to receive the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came right into my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Now, he lives in me. As though he weren't anywhere else. And he lives right inside you. And he lives in you. And he lives in you. He lives in you. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the communicator of the divine presence. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the distributor of the blessings of God. Who is the Holy Ghost? Wow. Let me tell you something. Are you still here? That Holy Spirit is the one that we ought to get acquainted with. If you know him, he will reveal the Father to you. If you know him, he'll reveal Jesus to you. If you know him, he will fill your life with the goodness of God. If you know him, brother, if you know him, all your troubles, all your trials, hallelujah, they will bow before you. If you know the Holy Ghost, he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, Shantala Mayeda Basaka. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh. Glory to Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just bow your heads and open your mouth and say, Lord, I want to receive your word. I open my heart. I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. Declare that word now. Confess it. Confess it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in a day of communication. It's a communication age. There's so much. And so the media is loaded with a lot of material. Wherever you are, you're bombarded with messages from television stations. You get on the internet, the same thing. Everywhere. So they're able to reach you anywhere you are. Even now, you pick up telephone receivers, particularly in Europe, and then as soon as you pick it up, there's a message for you. They've got something to tell you. All of this, as far as I'm concerned, presents an opportunity for the gospel to us, really. There's a lot we can do. But to be rightly positioned, for you to be used of God, you have to make the Word of God available to you, because other things have been made available to you. Ask somebody, why don't you take your Bible? Say, well, it's a big one, that's why. Buy a small one too. Buy them in various sizes. Get the one you can put in your handbag. Get the one you can put in your suit. They're all in various sizes for different occasions. After all, you all buy bags and clothes and shoes for different occasions. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Why can't you get your Bible for different occasions? I have Bibles for different occasions. I noticed you made a little noise when I talked about that. Don't you have clothes for different occasions? Why can't you have a Bible for different occasions? You just thought about it now. Make sure you do it. Make sure you do it. And some of you ladies can even start considering Bibles to match. Oh yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. So everywhere you are, you just sit down and you start looking at your Bible. See, the man that knows the Word will win in these last days. There's no doubt about it. God said in His word of prophecy, He said, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And only those things that cannot be shaken will remain. And we are in the last days now, where all things will be shaken. And only those that are rightly founded will remain. Don't be moved by the pretenders you see. You know who are called pretenders? Those who are pretending to be winning. They are pretending. I say that because any success that is not founded on the Word of God is failure. It's called, it came to pass. God's prosperity doesn't come to pass. It comes to stay. Hallelujah. Says the part of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We're journeying in that bright and shining light. To the day He is revealed from heaven. Glory to God. Now, there's a subject I've been trying in the last 2 weeks, or I believe, 2 weeks somehow, in a church here, I'm trying in the last 2 weeks to get into, and I've not been able to get out of the introduction. So I thought that, you know, when you want to share the Word of God, doesn't matter what topic you have, when you face the people, they can pull it out of you or not pull it out of you. Are you hearing me? Well, they could not pull it all out of me. In 2 weeks, they couldn't pull it out. I want to see if you can pull it out today. They couldn't pull it out. They couldn't pull it out. They tried. They couldn't pull it out. I told them they couldn't pull it out. I tried, and they tried, and it just didn't work. So I hope you can pull it out today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's on the subject of the Lordship of Jesus. You know, in Romans chapter number 10, in verse 9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you see that? That's how we receive salvation, the Lordship of Jesus, the acknowledgement and confession of the Lordship of Jesus. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, a lot of evangelists and even preachers and pastors all over the world, so many of them, I don't mean all of them, but many of them, tell people to be saved, confess all your sins. And they say, confess your sins now. Tell God every sin you can remember, and then he'll save you. No, that doesn't work. That's not biblical. You don't receive salvation by confessing your sins. The Bible doesn't say if you confess your sins, you receive salvation. It doesn't even say if you repent, you receive salvation. It doesn't tell the sinner to repent. Now that's a big subject. Anyway, put it this way. Knowledge is power. What you don't know is your problem. Hey, come on, let me put it again. Did you hear what I said? Your problem is not anything but what you don't know. For when you get to know, that's your deliverance. Your limitation is your lack of information. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.